Good morning. A large ridge of high pressure in the mid-levels of the atmosphere and at the surface that dominated the weather across the weekend, bringing sunny skies and increasing heat and humidity, will start to break down today as a cold front approaches from southern Ontario and Quebec. The result will be scattered clouds during the morning, with scattered showers and thunderstorms evolving along the front. Still, heat will build today and crest over the region, with temperatures surging through the 80s and well into the lower and even some mid-90s through the afternoon. The humidity levels will go up as well, and in some cases, the heat index, which is the combination of the heat and humidity, will make it feel like it's from the mid-90s to near 100 degrees in spots this afternoon. All of this will set the stage for scattered showers and thunderstorms, which will develop this afternoon out ahead of the front. As the front slides in our direction from northern New York and New England and through the entire region, more numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop and become strong, perhaps even severe, with gusty wind, frequent lightning, and torrential downpours. These showers and thunderstorms will last into the evening before the front passes through the entire area overnight tonight. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will wind down before sunrise tomorrow, and low temperatures will drop back into the 60s to around 70. The air mass behind this front tomorrow will be warm but much more comfortable. With increasing sunshine throughout the day, highs will be in the lower to middle 80s with much lower humidity. In fact, with high pressure building in at the surface, we'll enjoy dry weather for most of the rest of the week. As that high dominates the weather picture, we'll have at least partly to mostly sunny skies for the period Wednesday through Friday, and with just minor disturbances passing through some cloudy periods, but that's about it, as temperatures all 3 days top out in the lower to mid 80s. The next disturbance will approach for the weekend coming up, and that could produce a few scattered showers and thunderstorms on Saturday and Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the top weather story will be the scorching summer heat again that will continue to build in the Midwest as it expands to the east, including the Ohio Valley, most of New York and New England, and the Mid-Atlantic. High temperatures for most of these areas will continue in the 90s, but when combined with the high humidity, it'll feel as hot as 100 degrees. Heat advisories and excessive heat warnings are in effect locally to address these concerns. Meanwhile, there'll be unsettled weather developing for the start of the work week across the western Gulf Coast region, and especially for southeastern Texas, as a surge of tropical moisture in the western Gulf of Mexico and the arrival of a trough of low pressure will bring numerous showers and thunderstorms to the region. This will bring beneficial rainfall for the most part of Texas, as it's been quite dry in this area and is locally in a drought. However, several inches of rain are expected, and the region will need to be closely monitored for flash flooding. And multiple rounds of heavy showers and strong thunderstorms are expected to impact many areas of the Central Plains, Midwest, and the Northeast as waves of low pressure track along the front that's very slowly settling south across the region. Some of the thunderstorms will be severe during especially the afternoon and evening hours, and there'll also be concerns for flash flooding here. At Mount Washington this morning, cloudy skies and 54 degrees with a west wind at 39 gusting to 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light rain and 37 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly cloudy skies and 71 degrees, the dew point 57, 61% relative humidity, a south wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.96 inches and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, mostly sunny and humid in the lower 90s, Boston, mostly sunny, breezy, and humid in the mid-90s, and in Buffalo, partly sunny and breezy with late-day thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 90 degrees, the low 53, the average temperature 72, that's 4 degrees above normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.07 inches for the month, which is 1.13 inches below normal, and 15.41 inches for the year, which is 1.57 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature at Albany today, 79 degrees. The average low, 57. The record high, 97, set in 1957. And the record low, 39, in 1958. Sunrise this morning was at 5:17 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:36 p.m. 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny, breezy, and humid with scattered showers and thunderstorms today and highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s. More showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly sunny, hot, and humid today with a few showers and storms possible later and highs in the mid-90s. Showers and storms likely tonight, lows in the lower 70s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny, breezy, and humid today with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. More showers and storms tonight in the mid-60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a few showers and storms possible later today and highs in the lower to mid-90s. More showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid with a few showers and storms possible later today and highs in the lower 90s. More showers and storms tonight with lows near 70. Region-wide for tomorrow, increasing sunshine, lower 80s. Mostly sunny Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, lower to mid-80s. And partly sunny Saturday and Sunday with a few showers and thunderstorms both days in the lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.